Where's your sister? Is she up?
No, no, I haven't seen her.
She's suspended from school and she's sleeping in. Unacceptable.
She's probably sulking. We had a fight last night.
What about?
I need a drummer for my university music demo, and the only good drummer I could find is someone she hates, so she wants me to get rid of him.
And jeopardize your chances of getting accepted into university?
Dad, she's in enough trouble as it is.
Alia! Why does she hate this drummer?
Dad, it's fine. She just needs some time to get over it.
She's gone, and her bed hasn't been slept in.
Do you know where she is?
I'm sure she hasn't gone far. She's just trying to freak you guys out and get you to panic.
Well, it's not going to work. And if she thinks she was in trouble before, she has no idea.
Me talking to Fitz, I know it freaked you out, and I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, then what is it? Do you not like my edit on Stalker Angel?
Shh, I'm reading.
Did I add too much? Oh, I did add too much. You hate it. I wrecked your horror story.
Honestly? It's way better. I'm super impressed, Claire.
Really? I'm so glad to hear you say that. And you know, you have nothing to worry about. No one is going to come between us. I promise.
Let's promise to not fight again.
Two hours of math homework. We're more than halfway through senior year. Haven't we proven ourselves? I'm exhausted. I need a break. My sister Heather says Daytona is totally the place for spring break. Tons of hot girls working their bikinis on the beach. That really makes me wonder if I should take up lesbianism, you know, just for kicks. Sav. Hello. Where are you?
I'm listening. I'm just caught up in the drama of the Ali Bandari show. Spoiler alert, Ali's gone.
What do you mean gone?
I don't know, she just took off sometime last night.
Look, you don't think she ran away for real?
No, no, she's just trying to stir up drama.
Sav, your mom called. She needs to get home.
Did she say what it was about?
She just said it was urgent.
Thank you, officer. The police have nothing so far.
What's the emergency?
I called Ali's friends. No one has seen or heard from her. Then I had a good look through Ali's room. She took a bag and some clothes.
Well, she's a drama queen, remember? She's trying to make it look good. Just chill.
She's my daughter, Savtaj. I worry. That's what parents do.
Well, you already called the police, which is pointless because she's going to come waltzing through that door any second. There's nothing we can do now but wait.
There is something we can do. You're good at computers.
You want me to hack Ali's laptop?
Would you? We'll go through her emails.
Mom, that is so wrong.
We need to know what's going on with her, Savtaj. Do it for me.
If Ali knew I was trying to crack her password.
What is going on, Fitz?
You got my emails. Good. Look, I'm concerned about you and Eli.
Stop it. Eli and I are great. And besides, it's not your place to be concerned.
I'm just looking out for a friend.
Where did you get the idea that we're friends? And why are you sending me emails at 3 a.m.? You cyberstalking me in the middle of the night?
No, I wasn't. I was in an internet cafe and I was totally bored.
What were you doing in an internet cafe at 3 a.m.?
It's open all night. I was trying to sleep.
And you can't sleep at home?
Nope, but what do you care?
What about Father Greg?
Just don't worry about me, okay?
I'm just trying to help.
Like you said before, we're not friends.
I'm not one of these strict helicopter parents. I'm fine with you doing anything with Caleb, as long as there's no running, playing in the sun, or touching any toys made from synthetic materials. Other than that, have fun.
Got it. And we are gonna have fun, right, Caleb?
Caleb is what we call conversationally selective.
Oh, you mean he's a little bit shy?
I would prefer if you didn't use the S word around him. My choice. Caleb, you have fun with Casey and Jenna, and I'll see you later, okay?
Do you like music, Caleb? Oh, well, you're in luck, because I've written a song just for you.
All right, here we go.
What?
The last file she accessed was an e-journal entry at 9:52 last night. Big fight with Sav. I've been crying for hours. She was crying. I can't even look Mom and Dad in the eye because I see their disappointment. All I do is hurt the people I love. Maybe they'd all be better off if I was gone. Okay. We need to find her.
I'm calling your father at work.
Yeah, we'll check the neighborhood and we'll go from there.
Caleb is a little boy who is filled up with so much joy. He likes to run and play, and if you ask him, he will say,
I want to go to the zoo.
Pardon me?
I want to go to the zoo.
Sorry, dude. A trip to the zoo ain't on the itinerary. Ow!
Oh, no. Caleb, we do not kick people.
Okay, Bubble Boy's gone demonic.
No, maybe he's hungry. Caleb, would you like some delicious organic fruit snacks? Oh, great. Rain gear's the one thing we didn't bring.
Because they don't make hemp umbrellas.
This is a disaster. We can't be parents. We can't even watch a six-year-old.
There's our answer. Kids love hot dogs.
No way. Blair would skin us alive.
Hot dog?
You got it, little dude.
Huh. I know. All of a sudden, the skies opened up. It should put you in the mood to finish your horror story. If you finish, you can come over. I'll call you back, okay? Bye.
I have nowhere else to go. fell off my bike. The road's slick with all this rain.
And you just happened to fall off your bike right outside my house?
I guess so. Can I stay here for a bit?
My mom's not home and she wouldn't like it.
Please, it's raining hard. I won't bug you at all, I promise.
Let me throw that in the dryer. That looks bad.
It was a bad fall. Okay if I watch some TV?
Just until the rain stops.
Do you have anything to eat?
When we find your sister, she's gonna be very, very sorry.
You're gonna punish her?
You want me to reward her for putting your mother through this? How would you suggest we deal with it?
I don't know, you could try talking to her.
We talk all the time to Aliyah.
Yeah, but do you ever listen? She wrote in her journal that she can't even look you in the
That's
eye.
That's enough, Savtash.
Well, maybe she ran away because of what you and Mom are doing to her.
I said enough.
Fine. Turn right.
The rain stopped.
As soon as my stuff's dry, I'll go.
Look, if you're gonna sit here, you're gonna tell me what really happened.
My bike.
The truth fits.
My stepbrother's never really liked me. But since I got out from juvie, it's full on hate. Steve hates everything but the drugs he puts in his pipe.
This is serious.
I'm trying to help him. The more I try, the more he hates me. Today he lost it. Beat me up.
I'm really sorry. But you can't stay here. What about your parents?
I'm the least of their worries. Besides, I'm gonna get through to Steve. Once he finds the path of the Lord, he'll be okay. I changed, so can he.
Let me go check the dryer.
Claire? What did Eli do to get to be with such an amazing girl?
Fitz, you really do need to go now.
Mama's coming. Come on.
Okay, now remember, little dude, the hot dog is a big secret. Okay, and nobody can know except for people in the special hot dog club. Got it? Okay.
So? How was babysitting?
Awesome.
And how's my little angel?
I ate a hot dog, Mommy.
I'm going to assume this wasn't an organic hot dog?
I don't think so, no.
Full-on street meat, and he loved it.
Well, some say hot dogs are harmless, but I would prefer not to poison a child's body with nitrates. My choice.
We're really sorry, Blair.
Look, he asked for it.
Well, then you need to learn not to let a child push you around. Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to perform a holistic cleanse on my son. Come on, Caleb, let's go.
Bye.
I want to be a good parent, but I can't be like her.
Well, whatever we have to deal with, you're a cool co-pilot, Big Daddy.
Want to grab a hot dog?
My choice.
You have everything you need?
Yes, thank you. Actually, there is one thing. When I was in juvie, I had a special place to go in my mind. You.
Of course. People warned me. They said this was all an act.
What's an act?
Finding God, wanting me to forgive you. Is any of this real?
It's all real. Just like my feelings for you, Claire.
Okay, but I love Eli. And Eli loves me.
Eli doesn't love anyone. He's a seriously messed up dude.
Excuse me? This coming from the guy who came at him with a knife.
What I did was wrong, and I admit it. But I've changed. Eli never will, and you know that. Me and you, we have a spiritual connection.
Whoa. Okay, enough, Fitz.
Claire, it's me.
Eli, just one second. You need to go to the book right now.
You are looking at a literary master.
Hey, Eli.
Well, that was a bust. This is useless. We have no idea where she is. Dad?
Your mother and I love you and Aliyah. But it's not easy raising children. I hope one day you are lucky enough to know that.
Let's go home.
Fitz just showed up on my doorstep all beaten up. He's having problems at home.
Sure, more lies. Why do you care?
Because anyone with a heart tries to help people when they're in trouble.
What are you saying? That I'm some heartless monster?
Sometimes.
Eli, we need to talk.
I have nothing to say to you.
Me and Claire have a special connection.
Call Father Greg to come pick you up. I have to figure out how to clean up this mess.
The sky is breaking up, Jim. Inform my next of kin. There's a storm on my horizon, and I think I'm walking in.
I know you're mad, but just let me explain. I didn't mean it when I said you were heartless.
It's okay. I deserve it. I don't want to lose you, Claire.
You're not going to.
I just feel like you're slipping away, and I can't stop it. Don't leave me, okay? Please. Promise me, okay? Just promise me.
To get some sleep.
Look, I'm fine. Maybe I'll drive around the neighborhood by the private school.
Dad, you've already been there a million times. Just try and chill.
Hi, I'm Officer Costa. I'm working the case on your daughter.
Yes, we spoke on the phone. Please, come in.
Have you found her yet?
No. But the owner of a tea shop across from Ali's school let me review the security tapes. I want you to see this.
It looks like... Is she being abducted?
The license plate isn't visible on the car. Can you identify it?
I've never seen this car before.
Me neither. You don't think she's actually...
Let's not jump to that conclusion just yet. But I would be lying if I said I'd never seen it happen before.
Got something for you.
Stalker Angel?
Never got a chance to read it last night. So I thought you'd want to go over it before we submit it.
I'd love to. I can't wait to see how it all turns out.
Well, with all the drama last night with you-know-who, the rain and the thunder, it really got me thinking about the ending.
You changed the ending again?
I really think I nailed it this time. The hero, Malcolm, realizes he can never protect his heroine, Rachel, from Stalker Angel. So he has no choice but to...
Kill Stalker Angel.
No. He kills Rachel. He grabs his knife, cuts her throat, drinks her blood, and forever they are one.
That's disturbing.
It's brilliant. Wouldn't be much of a horror story otherwise.
Right, of course.
It's my masterpiece. And I couldn't have written it without you. It's all about you, Claire.
Great. Just try not to kill me, okay?
Funny. Don't I owe you a driving lesson? The hearse awaits.
You sure that's a good idea?
Don't be ridiculous. I'll be with you every step of the way. M'lady. I love Claire Edwards. And I think I'm walking.